It's Gray Dale Mortez Harris, and I'm here with another episode of Moon Talk Radio. I don't know if you guys can hear the bells chiming in the background. I'm walking as I do the podcast today. So we're on the hour. It's like 11 o'clock. You guys are going to be hearing sounds of the city as I'm walking by. And I felt like that would be really cool because in New York, you're always subjectifying yourself to the day. You, like, as a New Yorker, you're like, my day's going to go like this. But we all know that you actually have no power to how your day's going to go, right? When you step outside, your day's going to go how your situations, how you face the situations or the encounters in your day. So is it going to be a positive experience or a negative experience for you? Is the glass half empty? Is the glass half full? Are you ready to be open? Are you not ready to be open before you step outside, right? So those are kind of like the main things that you are going to face in your day-to-day. This podcast is going to be about dating. In the LGBTQIA community, and like as a trans Native American, African American woman in New York, non-binary, gender fluid, it's kind of like I'm a year and a half into my transition now. So it's interesting because the boys are thirsty, and there's this whole understanding of me now in a different way than before. And there's learning around it. So I'm constantly seeing not just men transform, but I guess people transform who are interested or attracted to my spirit or attracted to my energy. So I guess one of the things that I wanted to start with as far as concepts around what it means to date someone like me is for you to first of all love yourself, right? Because when you're someone that's part of the LGBTQIA community, you have to learn how to love yourself in general, because that means that you're different, like it's irregular, like you're a mutant, or like this is not normal. And so you're already going to be faced with something abnormal. So you have to not only acknowledge that you're abnormal, but love that about yourself, right? You have to find a way to understand that. Like, I come from a single mother and my father was never in my life, so there's a certain imbalance to my life. So why would I want the same thing that somebody who had that experience wanted? You know what I mean? Like, why would I have a lot of this, so my partner needs to have a lot of that. You know what I mean? And that's what a balance is in a relationship for me. It's not necessarily, we're just cookie cutter and we just live together and we're trying to sustain the norm of what we think a relationship should have in order to feel like we're doing it. Like, what does doing it mean? You know what I mean? Like, I think we're getting far away from the actual idea of connecting and not just the systems. Not just having a husband at home or a wife at home just because you want to feel like you accomplished that in your life. Like, it was time. It's, you know, it's more than that. It's got to be genuine sincerity, you know? And if you come into a situation with someone sincerely, you'll get something sincere out of it. You know, it's kind of like, and that is genderless. Okay? So real recognizes real. Now, I'm probably one of the realest things these people have seen in a long time. So when you come to me with an energy like you want me to be your beard, you're not going to be strong enough in spirit to date a woman like me. I attract a lot of attention naturally. I did before I transitioned, and I especially do now. So it would be a chore for you as a boyfriend if you don't actually love yourself, right? Because you're going to be feeling insecure in every scenario, every grocery store, every gas station, every time we go out to eat. You're going to be thinking about what the person at table 57 said about da-da-da. Like, who cares? So you literally have to be strong enough to date me. So that's the first lesson. The second lesson is there can't be any expectations for who I have to be to you. Now, you can tell me what you like and what you want from me as your woman, and I should tell you how to love me as my man. But the expectation for me to change for you would be silly, right? No one changes for anyone else. They change for themselves. Even if your spouse says you have a bad habit and you want to change for your spouse, you change for your spouse because you love them. So you're doing it for you. Everything you do is for you. So you have to realize that you are doing it for you. You are a good parent for you. You are a good wife for you. You are paying attention in school for you. You are a good friend and loyal for you, because you want to be seen that way and you want to have loyal friends. So you behave this way. It's self-love. You do it all for you because you love yourself. Someone that doesn't love themselves throws that away. They throw away the idea of the importance of it even. And that's because they haven't graduated inside of themselves to realize that if something is really important to them, they have to exemplify the behavior behind it. And a lot of the times, in the dating realm especially, that's challenging for men. Because men are taught to be emotionally blocked. And they're taught to hold their emotions. It's strong as a man to hold your emotions. Don't be a punk. Hold it in. Don't let anybody know. The poker face. You're tricking the girl. Yeah, I'm gonna get in that. I'm gonna get inside her. She ain't gonna know. Like, it's just natural masculinity to like want to get that. That's like, you know, that's a man. He saw her, he felt it. He's not thinking, I want to be in love with her and share pillow talk. He's thinking, I want to smash that. I want to smash it. That's where they start. Okay, that's where a lot of men start at. So for you to not recognize your own behavior, you're already kind of like a little bit behind. I was saying before about gentlemen versus regular men. I'm like, well, gentlemen are just like regular men. They want to have sex and they want to smash and they want to do all these things too. They just know how to act. You know what I mean? Like, they just know that in order to get those things, they have to behave in a certain way. A dog is a dog is a dog, okay? But a trained dog is more likely to have a happier life and to get the things that it wants, okay? It ain't got to search through trash for no snacks and no food. It has a home with two people that love it unconditionally because it listens. Okay? It's just the balance of the universe. So in a relationship, you have equal power. One person doesn't have more power than the other person. The power is just distributed differently. Maybe you have the power physically because you make more money, but she has the power emotionally. What do you think you're clocking in and out for? So there's this understanding within the respect of the courtship. I was joking with my friend the other day and I was like, naturally I keep myself super femme, and you know, I am myself, I'm a woman, so I'm constantly shedding all this masculine stuff that I told myself I had to do. But I was saying, even still, my man better be comfortable with me having a full beard and a tutu on. In other words, it's spiritual. I'm not performing for you. And the understanding that I'm not going to perform for you is important. You know who I'm going to perform for? People that I care about. Like, you perform for your parents, right? You're performing for them. Yes, you are. You're behaving. You're proving to them that you know how to listen. And so you get more freedoms because of that. Now you can go stay at your friend's house because they trust that you know how to behave. You have proven it in front of them. Now you get rewards and treats and more freedom. Sometimes one sibling is like, how come this sibling gets this and I don't get this? Because you're hard-headed. I told your sister at one time. Okay. Like, some things are just what they are. If we're all in a classroom and I got a 100 and you got a 70, like, you barely passed. You might have to take it again. And so certain things are just life lessons. That's what Saturn is teaching you. When do you want to learn this? 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, 30 years, three lifetimes? Do you want to come back as a roach? What is this? Like, at some point, certain things are just karmic, you know? And so it's really funny because I'm very sassy naturally because my mom is very sassy. My mom's name is Lolita, and she's a very strong Black woman. And I come from that Black girl magic, that strong Black woman. Like, I'm not going to take it. There are two types of women in the world. You got the woman that's going to be waspy and scrub the floor and tie your shoes, do what you want. And you got the woman that might smack you in front of your mama if you say the wrong thing. Make your choice. You got the curly haired girl. You got the straight haired girl. Okay, women, we can do all kind of stuff. We're magical. We could be you, it, that, around, over, under, stretched, put back together, ripped apart, come back together. Like, it's just, we're stronger emotionally because it's spiritual, spirited. We already know that we have to surrender. And that is the power, right? To know it, to not have to muscle through with something. So as a man, a lot of the times it's about your intention, seeing things clearly, acting accordingly from what you see clearly. Because a lot of the times men will see something that they like, but they don't behave like they like it. So therefore, they can't benefit. They can't reap the rewards of liking something. The feeling's just for them. You know what I mean? It's like masturbation, emotional masturbation. It's like, oh, that's so hot. But it's for you because you're not actually behaving like it's hot. You're not behaving respectfully or like you actually care about it. Like, I was talking with my friend the other day about relationships, and I was saying how it's good to be nervous about talking to somebody that you like. That means you care. That means that you care about what you say to that person. I say stuff all the time and people are like, you're hurtful. So I don't care about your grandma. I care about my grandma, just like you do. You know what I mean? So I don't really care if I'm hurtful to you. Certain things are about emotional intelligence and you being better. Now, you're either compatible with me or you're not. We're either on the same page or we're not. We're dancing to the same music or we're not. There's nothing to be upset about unless you are not getting something that you want. If you're not getting something that you want, then you need to change your behavior so you can get what you want. It's just like, this is why most of the time women are teachers and men are professors, right? Because a lot of the times, men don't have the patience to deal with children like women do, right? Men can deal with intellectuals like them. Come on, yeah. Oh, well, we're having a debate and a discussion. But when you think about first, second, third, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, a lot of the times it's a woman, because a lot of the times men don't have the patience for something like that. They're like the principal. That's a big generalization, but, you know, in percentages, it's true. We have more compassion. And a lot of the times, men don't know how to try again. Maybe she was just in a bad mood that day, and now you just punked out. You know what I mean? It's like you just gave up. But a confident man wouldn't feel that way. You know, a confident man would be like, oh, she just had an attitude that day. I guess I'll try again. Ha, ha, ha. Like, it doesn't mean anything to him. It's not like he's falling apart. He's thinking she's missing her opportunity for something great because he knows who he is. But if you don't actually know who you are, then the first thing you think is, oh, I'm not good enough, or she's being mean to me, or you have no idea what she experienced. I could have literally been on the track, you know, a cart, and somebody was being rude to me, and I go on the next cart, and you're giving me goo goo eyes. Well, I'm still thinking about that last thing. Maybe the residue is still there. You see what I mean? It's like, you're a human being. You know, so for you to like have expectations in a relationship with someone and not know who they are is silly, facetious even. You know what I mean? For you to expect somebody to behave a certain way for you because you need this storyline so you can feel comfortable with yourself is silly. You know, so it's all spirited, you know. When you think about, you know, Gemini, you think about the Lover's card in the tarot even, it's talking about connecting. That comes way before the Devil card, way before Capricorn, which is card 15. Gemini is card 6, right? And they're both the number 6 because 1 and 5 equals 6. So it's a circle there because it's talking about connecting versus the physical. You can be in the Devil relationship with anyone at any moment because it's talking about bondage. You're both working and COVID happens and your husband gets laid off, but you still have to work. That's bondage. It doesn't mean you don't love him. It just means like things are harder for you now and you're dealing with someone else's issues that affect you. And it's not emotional, it's physical. You're bound. It's just an example. So that's why the Devil card is also talking about mastery. Some people see a mountain and they think it's a challenge. And some people see a mountain and they think it's an obstacle. You know? So it's like, it's really your approach, you know what I mean? Like maybe you're like, ooh, I can't wait to get to the top of this mountain, because when you get to the top of the mountain, you're having a spiritual experience. That's why people get on Mount Everest and they get to the top and they feel like they achieved something. You're like, you're getting lightheaded, everything. When you're at the bottom of a mountain, you can't see the other side. You don't know what's on the other side. You got to go up the mountain, see, have a view, have a vantage. Then be like, I like this mountain, I'm gonna stay on it. Or this isn't the mountain for me, I'm gonna go over there. You know that because you went up a mountain. You know what I mean? So some things, and mountains are related to time. So it's like when your mom's like, well, in time, you'll understand this. And you literally don't understand it until you get to that age. Like, it's like you literally, so certain things just don't kick in. It's like compute this. Like certain things just don't even kick in until you get to that age. Then you do understand it a little bit better. And that's kind of like the obstacles of mountains and stuff like that. And Capricorn and mastery, because it's the last of the earth. So yeah. I don't know if that was making sense to you guys about like the courtship and the sincerity levels. I'm speaking on my experience as being like two-spirited trans, but really that goes for anyone, even straight. You know what I mean? It was really is relative. It's like the understanding of loving someone. You know what I mean? So it's like at any point in time, it has everything to do with your sincerity, you wanting to connect in a real way. Sometimes people don't want to connect in a real way, and that's a dance too. You go out and you're like, I just want to be physical with someone, and somebody else went out and said, I just want to be physical with someone too, and you found each other. You know what I mean? And you had a good time and that was it. And no one was hurt or anything by the situation or irritated because you both wanted the same thing. Right? So it still has to do with levels of understanding even. And I think it's really interesting for someone like me that's demisexual or pansexual, so you would say, where you're just more open to encounters. You found yourself in a way where it's just like, well, we'll see. When I meet you, I'll know. When I turn that corner, I'll know. And a lot of that is what it is. It has to do with you personally. People are afraid. You're afraid. You can't think for yourself. It's literally all it comes down to. You can't think for yourself and you're scared about it. I don't care anything about it. You know, like, as far as I'm concerned, the programming And every feeling that you're having about your programming is your business. And it's not my business until I make it my business. Okay? So if we're on a first date, second date, third date, you should be thinking that. You know, sometimes you have like tensions, and sometimes the tension is good, you know, like sexual tension. But it's also like you can have a sexual attraction with somebody and still not be able to actually grow with them in a relationship. Okay? So tension isn't always good. In a relationship, it's mostly about listening. You know? And I think that's kind of like the harder thing when you start to relate to somebody and you start wanting things from them. You want their attention, you want their body, you want their money, you want their time, you want things from them. And in wanting things from them, you stop listening. Okay? And when you stop listening, the connection is broken. Now we're getting from the lover's card to Capricorn, the double card. Like, and that's just an example of like, you know, Capricorn is talking about prove it. I'm not trying to offend anyone with Capricorn, just to hint at that we all have Capricorn in us. So, you know what I mean? So when I start talking about a certain sign, there's no point in taking it personal. We all have Capricorn. We all have Leo. We all have Aquarius. So you can't be offended as a Capricorn. Just means you have to get more educated about natal chart stuff. And that's okay too. You know, it's like sometimes you literally are emotional about something that you're not educated about. You see what I mean? Like someone could be offended by what I said, but someone who knows the truth about astrology would never be offended by that because they understand what I mean. So it is the misunderstanding. And in the misunderstanding is where the hurt lies. Like I'll say all day, I'm not trying to hurt you, but you'll say that I'm hurtful. That's because you get hurt. My intention is not to hurt you. The truth hurts and you don't want to hear it. And I'm not going to be quiet for you to be comfortable in my land. I don't care. I don't care about your grandma. Like I said, I care about my grandma. So it's going to be this. It's going to be this, honey. And in that, it's beautiful. So when you start dating, you're thinking about all of that type of stuff. You know, you're thinking about your comfort levels and if you can fit together. And even if your mama don't agree with me, do you agree with me? You're my lover. You know what I mean? Like, and those are the levels. You know, it's about the connection between the two of you, because when you've had that in a sincere way, it's just, it's impenetrable. It's impenetrable. You know, it's between the two of you, the connection and the dance. So anyway, that's what I think about kind of like dating in New York. You know, I don't do like the online dating thing. You know, everybody's different. You know, a long time ago when I was playing into the cis male gay role, I was doing the online stuff just hormonally, I think, just because you're like, oh, men are like, I've got to connect. I've got to, you know, it's more external. But for me now, in my transition and just understanding myself and going deeper within, I just feel like it'll organically happen when the time is right. You know, it's like I'm more myself, so it's like I'm not aggressive in that context, you know. And I think there's, for me personally, a lack of sincerity with a lot of online dating. I mean, not for everybody. I hear positive stories. Oh, okay, Cupid. And we met on okay, Cupid 2 years ago. And now we live together and we're happy. It's possible. But I just feel like, in general, a lot of people are going online to get some, you know. And that's just an approach to life. You know, that's just your approach to it, you know. I just don't have the patience for it. I don't have the patience to, like, read all the profile stuff. I know I'm not going to. And go through all the people. And, you know, it's just like, and you don't either. So you end up just connecting with them and then having sex. And then, like, it's really nothing. So there's all this lack of intimacy going on. Like, are you really connecting with each other? Intimacy, into me, you see. Is that actually happening? You know, and when you've like really fallen in love with someone and really had that connection, it's like you know what it is, you value it, right? So you're not as eager to like to go through an experience that's not equal to it, right? And that's like when you had a husband or something for 20 years and he dies and you're a widow and you got to start dating again, you're like not very excited about that. Even though your body needs it, you need love, you need hugs, you need someone there, you need sex, but you're not excited about it because you know what it is to be comfortable and to have someone love you and not have to care about so many petty things. Because in the beginning of dating, that's a lot of what it is. You're just filling each other out, trying to make each other comfortable constantly in every scenario, at the library, at the movies, at your mama's house. You know, it's a lot of just, it's a dance. And the people who make it through that dance are the people who genuinely care about each other. Because at any moment, you can drop the ball as a lover. It doesn't have anything to do with your genitalia. That's sex. You can love their genitalia. You can love the idea of them. But that's something that's surface felt. And some people do get to the spiritual through the physical, but you also have to know that about yourself. Well, we're going to have sex, and then from having sex, you know, I'm really going to know whether I like them or not. Well, be honest with yourself about that. You know what I mean? And look for somebody who is about that. You know, so anyway, I mean, I'm not a complete expert on all the stuff with dating, but I know a lot about it, you know, and I know a lot about the laws of attraction. So I just feel like a lot of the times people feel like they missed a chance that they never went for. It's like trying to high five and missing. You know what I mean? It's like you didn't really actually try, did you? You know, and this, I think it's interesting right now with COVID. Just because for a while there, you were like, well, what can we do? You know what I mean? Like, who can, you know, you go over to somebody's house that got COVID, you're coming home and kill grandma or something. Like, you just don't, you know, like for a while there, we were being fed a lot of information. I work at Dixon Place Theater, which I said before, and I went to see this show yesterday. It was a modern dance piece by Laura Peterson. And it was just great. The choreography in it, they had this huge installation where it was like a blue floor. And then they had like, these glacier like pieces of paper, and they were under the glacier pieces of paper and they were moving around. So they all had their own like capsule. And I was like, wow, this is so much like the pandemic, because it's like we're all next to each other. We're all having a separate experience during COVID. Like for somebody, they lost 3 loved ones and someone else didn't even get sick. You know what I mean? It's like everyone's COVID experience. And so in that is where the sincerity or the emotion or lack of emotion comes from. Like you don't care because it didn't really mean anything to you. You know what I mean? Versus somebody else who lost their apartment and their father and their husband, and they were in the hospital themselves. Like, there's a lot of just sitting there and knowing that something's happening, but it's not actually happening to you. That was a big part of the pandemic. Just listening to the news and just knowing that it's happening. So it was really interesting because they were dancing, and they were dancing also on blue paper, which I thought was the floor. And then they started ripping the paper off. And I just thought to myself, ripping the paper off like that just kind of reminded me even, of like what it's like your brain. Like it was like the blue on the floor was like the emotions. And it's like we all were on the blue. So we're all feeling the emotions because it's happening to all of us. Doesn't matter how you feel about the pandemic. The point is, you're in it. We all are in it. You know what I mean? So it was just very powerful because I didn't even realize that the floor was paper. You know, like, so it just, once they started ripping the floor off too, and it was like, I told Laura, the choreographer, after, I said, it was like you spent hours on a painting. and putting all these colors and pastels and stuff inside of them, and then painting it black, painting the whole painting black, and putting it in the gallery. And everybody's like, I love this black painting and the texture, and it's so interesting. And they have no idea all the work you actually put into it underneath the black, because the black speaks so loudly. So it's like, you know, it's just erased, except for the sculptor or the painter of it. They know how many hours they spent painting, and then they painted over it. And all of that was internal. All of that was for them, especially if they painted over it. It's just interesting, you know, because in the depths of dating, you have to know yourself. So the laws of attraction and gender roles in general are saying that I want you because you have something that I don't have. That's the balance of lovers. You know, you do it this way and I do it that way. We're in the same scenario and I react it like the glove and you react it like the hand. You know what I mean? It's the laws of attraction. So you're less likely to be offended or confused when you know yourself. It's that simple. You know, you're just like, oh, this is for me and I like it. Or this isn't for me and I don't like it. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is extra. Like, honest, right? So anyway, this was like the first one I did about compatibility and dating in that way. Other than the podcast, I talked about the difference between being a trans woman and being a gay man. And you could go back and watch or listen to that one as well, because the wants are different. As a woman, you're looking for like a single guy and romance and dates and sincerity. And it's going to take more for you to get the cookie. There's comfortability. She's got to open up to you. And you know, as a gay men, it's different. They work off of the physical first. We had sex. It was good. I'm going back over there. I think I feel motions now from the sex. You know what I mean? That's a gay man. It's different. Right? But anyway, if you guys want to reach me, you can email me at radiomoontalk@gmail.com. And I will see you guys soon for another rendition of Moon Talk Radio. Bye.